back. Back to the second and final hour of this July 10th, 2022 edition of Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm your host, Chris Steiner, and the site is theliberationstation.com. Checking out your chats over at the chat room on the listen/archives page. Streaming live on facebook.com/wearechangetampa. facebook.com/wearechangetampa. Just above the chat room on the listen/archives page is the big blue button to the Facebook live stream, and above that is the couple links for RBN's streaming player. And I found out that the reason that the audio feed cut out was because the computer that sends the audio to the Facebook live computer, it had a power settings change, so it shut down after, I think it was set for 15 minutes or a half hour, I can't remember, but I never changed that setting. I think somebody hacked and just shut it down, so no one ever, whenever there's no activity on that computer for a certain amount of time, it just shuts off. So I had to go, I figured that was the case. I went in and found out that someone had changed the power settings. I know I didn't. So folks, I'm under interference sometimes if things don't go smoothly here on the Facebook live feed and in general, just on getting the computer to work, computers to work. That's why I have three computers and a phone here ready to go with my script for the show to try to make sure that at least the audio comes out. That's the priority, make sure the audio runs smoothly and the video. Sometimes I'll have to go back and edit and repost the video to synchronize it with the audio. So folks, if you could help me out, please donate, not just to RBN. You can donate on my website. And even better, you can help yourself out by starting your own very health-promoting business with a water ionizer that you can finance without any credit check for up to 2 years for 24 months. The very best water ionizers on the market, as far as I know, are Kangen Water producing Enagic ionizers, enagic.com. You can go to my site up at the top of theliberationstation.com and click on the banner for KangenIonizers.com, which is my site, and learn more. Click on the research tab, all the health benefits, the health promoting benefits of ionized water, anti-inflammation, which is implicated in most disease processes. And you can reach me at 727-520-2000. That's 727-520-2000, which is shown right there on KangenIonizers.com and on the banner at the top of theliberationstation.com. Those who are trying to reinvent themselves, say nurses, doctors, people in the healthcare field who've been required to get a COVID shot and have been happy to not have done so, you being so health-minded, such great healers, I encourage you to check out water ionizers, the science behind them, and get your own distributorship. And that starts with getting a water ionizer. As I mentioned, there's no finance charge. There are finance charges, but there's no credit check for financing for up to 24 months. They want to get the water ionizer into your hand and be able to experience the benefits and to share it with others. And if you don't have a water ionizer, you'd like to experience the benefits, go to KangenWaterShare.com. Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, watershare.com. That's linked up on my site, KangenIonizers.com. And you can try before you buy. Try the water. Although when you do get the water from a distributor or someone who has the machine who's willing to share the water with you, then you might notice not as an improved an improvement as if you drink the water fresh, because it loses some of its qualities when it's transported. The antioxidant quality goes down. You can get a pH ORP meter for $50 that tests the pH and the ORP. That's a measurement of the antioxidant quality. ORP means oxidative reduction potential. And so it might come out at, say, negative 600 to 700. The greater the negative value, the better. So negative 700 is better than negative 600. And once you transport it across town just a few miles, it might drop down about 200 points. And every day that you store it, even under ideal conditions, it'll drop down about 200 points each day. Ideal conditions being not exposed to light, UV light, oxygen, heat, and motion, sloshing around in the jug. So if you fill up your water container, make sure it's filled up right to the top to prevent sloshing around when you transport it. And even under those conditions, the water will lose its quality, like I say, about 200 points, 200 ORP points per day. You store it in your refrigerator in a cold, dark place. And the pH will take about a week to degrade. So when you see alkaline waters being sold on the market, they will say, they'll list the pH value. And sometimes it'll say, in fine print underneath that, a time of bottling, because they know that the pH will degrade along with the ORP. But sometimes it doesn't say a time of bottling, meaning that they've added alkaline minerals to maintain the alkalinity. But of course, the oxidative value, the ORP, will not be there. I don't know of any way to stabilize ionized water so that the ORP will stay intact. So that's why it's important to have ionized water and to drink it or use it as soon as it's ionized as possible. Spray it on plants, put it in a spray bottle, and just notice how well they improve, how much more they produce. I've noticed the plants, every plant that I've sprayed it on in my 12 years of having a water ionizer, spraying on the freshly ionized alkaline water will cause them to bolt, meaning they branch a lot more, produce bumper crops, annuals and perennials, annuals and biennials often become perennials, and they have a lot fewer bug bites. So you don't have the perceived need for pesticides and fungicides. Instead of fungicides, you can take the acidic water that the ionizer makes, because the ionizer split the water between acid and alkaline. So from the acidic water flow, you can take that water and spray it on plants. The 2.5 pH is the lowest that the Kangen water ionizers may, or the Enagic brand making Kangen water, which is a trademark name for the particular kind of ionized water. 2.5 is the lowest, 11.5 is the highest. You take 2.5 plus 11.5, and that comes out to 14. Just as any other setting that you set the machine for, it'll come out to a total of 14, which is the pH scale. 0 to 7 is acidic, 7 is base or neutral, 7 to 14 is alkaline. In our bodies, try to maintain slightly alkaline body fluids at about 7.365 to 7.42. So anything you can do to help your body stay alkaline, especially from digesting food, at least a half hour before you eat your food, wait at least a half hour before drinking drink alkaline water no sooner than a half hour before eating food, and no sooner than a half hour after eating food, because otherwise you'll neutralize the stomach acid and the mucous membranes that line the stomach are going to you're going to produce more mucus as your body produces more stomach acid, hydrochloric acid. So you don't want to neutralize that stomach acid, but you do want to help your body maintain the alkalinity. As it returns to that slight alkalinity, it draws upon the minerals in your blood, the alkaline minerals, and also your pancreas produces baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, has other buffering mechanisms. And anything you can do to help your body stay alkaline will prevent your body from drawing upon those minerals. And if you don't have enough of those alkaline minerals in your blood, then the body will draw upon what is in your bones. and those who have osteoporosis have noticed that their bone density improves once they start drinking alkaline ionized water or doing other things to maintain alkalinity. I often recommend folks check out the book by Dr. Theodore Baruti entitled Alkalize or Die on how to improve your alkaline, how to prepare foods the right way, say with, you know, don't peel your apples before you make applesauce or make an apple pie. Leave the skin on the apples. Or if you're going to eat bananas, then make sure that they're as dark as possible, as many spots as possible on those bananas. If you're going to eat a baked potato, leave the skin on. All these things that are alkaline forming for your body. And baking soda is a good way to keep your body alkaline. Although, as I mentioned, you don't have the properties that freshly ionized alkaline water has, like the antioxidant quality, and also the surface tension is lower. So the higher the alkalinity of the freshly ionized water, the greater ability it has to emulsify oil and water. So they say oil and water don't mix. Well, that's not true. If the oil is mixed with freshly ionized and highly alkaline water at about 11 pH or above, then the oil and water do emulsify and they never separate again. So that's a great way to flush out harmful fats, flush out toxins, and bring in the nutrients. And of course, you also, another quality of ionized water is you get ionic minerals. The best way that I think of preparing my ionized water is the only way. This is the only way I think should be done. And so you're going to hear it from me and not hear it elsewhere, is this method that I've come up with of taking the source water, being pure water, which doesn't conduct electricity well, but then dissolve in a little bit of Himalayan salt with its wide variety of about 80 or 90 plus minerals and bring it up to 30 parts per million. You can test that with a TDS or total dissolved solids meter and then pump that through the water ionizer. So I take Himalayan salt and Epsom salt, being magnesium sulfate, although you could just use Himalayan salt, but I like to also use Epsom salt because that's magnesium sulfate. Sulfur is great for detoxifying. Most folks are deficient in sulfur, and most as well as magnesium. And that way you get your mineral ions, which are the best absorbed form of minerals. You know, you've probably heard me say this before. If you haven't tuned in, I'll briefly mention, you've probably heard of zinc is the bullet, but hydroxychloroquine is the gun when it comes to fighting COVID and other viruses, preventing viral replication, because hydroxychloroquine is an ionophore, I-O-N-O-P-H-O-R-E, as is chloroquine, quinine, and quercetin, which is a bioflavonoid supplement. And so these ionophores will cleave off a mineral ion, giving them the negative electrostatic charge to easily go across the cell membrane and go into the cell and prevent viral replication. As the theory goes that viruses are reproduced inside cells, so that's what ionophores are shown to do, and other antiviral minerals, including zinc, are selenium, copper, and silver. And you'll find all those minerals in Himalayan salt. And so those are some of the basic qualities. And you can find a lot of mineral ions in ionized water in kangenionizers.com. K-A-N-G-E-N, ionizers, is I-O-N-I-Z-E-R-S.com. Go to the research tab and you can read a lot of research. The antioxidant quality comes from the molecular hydrogen, because the hydrogen is separated from the oxygen in the ionization process. You get free electrons that bind with the antioxidants that prevent those free radicals, or oxidative causing free radicals from causing damage, the reactive oxygen species. So that's the oxidative reduction potential I mentioned. You can read through a meter, very similar to the zeta potential, very similar in principle to the zeta potential, if you want to do research on that. And that's all I've got to mention off the top of my head. So let's get back now to what we were playing before the last break. Sam's back in the control room, and we'll continue with the remainder of America's Frontline Doctors, the last edition, over at AmericanFrontlineNews.com. They're a July 8th, 2022 edition from just 2 days ago of American Frontline News. So, Sam, if you haven't already, just back up a few seconds if you're able to and continue to play that clip.
It's a violation of U.S. law that recognizes Jerusalem in its entirety as the United Capital of Israel and the government of Israel as the sole recognized sovereign in the city. The third gesture sought by the Biden administration would see Palestinian Authority police at Israel's eastern border. The Biden administration asked Israel to allow an official PA presence at Allenby Crossing, the international border between Israel and Jordan. According to reports, interim Prime Minister Lapid intends to acquiesce, despite warnings by security experts regarding the attendant danger to Israel's security and sovereignty. The Regavim organization called the concessions detrimental to Israel's vital interests, saying, quote, "The gestures Israel is being asked to make constitute a fatal blow to Israeli sovereignty." The Georgia Bureau of Investigation this week said unknown individuals detonated an explosive device, destroying a large portion of the globalist megalith known as the Georgia Guidestones. Video footage released by law enforcement shows a car leaving the scene shortly after the blast. Later in the day, authorities demolished the whole monument, citing safety reasons. The Georgia Guidestones contained 10 globalist guiding principles etched in 8 languages onto the stones, calling, among other things, for the world's population to be capped at 500 million and encouraging eugenics to improve, quote, fitness and diversity. For more top news and analysis, go to our website at AmericasFrontlineNews.com. You've been listening to Mordechai Sohn.
And that's it for the latest edition of American Frontline News. And I'm going to get into an article from Cheryl Atkinson in just a moment, former CBS reporter who back in 2009 reported, did the investigation to find that during a swine flu H1N1 plandemic, I'll call that a plandemic as well, that she found that none of the states, she went around all the states and found that none of them were keeping numbers on infections. So soon after that, she parted ways with CBS and now is an independent journalist. That's what any independent journalist should do once they get fired. I've seen over the years they just start their own news operation because they're the ones who are there to dig out the news. And once they get fired, the people start to ask, hey, where did he or she go? And you'll find that, just like with radio shows, if there are no fond farewells from their news operation or from their network, that if somebody is truly interested in them, they switch over to some other news organization or start to go freelance on their own, as Cheryl Atkinson has done, and people follow you, and they can make a living. So kudos to her. And let's get to this article from Cheryl Atkinson at CherylAtkinson.com. Her name is spelled S-H-A-R-Y-L, and Atkisson is A-T-T-K-I-S-S-O-N, Atkisson, and the article is entitled, will show up on the screen here, read, CDC allegedly failed to perform promised routine surveillance of COVID-19 vaccine adverse events, dated 3 days ago, July 7th, 2022. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, Wisconsin, is questioning Centers for Disease Control CDC Director Rochelle Walensky about whether her agency actually performed the necessary surveillance of COVID-19 vaccine adverse events as outlined in the agency's operating procedures. A recent article noted that CDC did not compile all of the data on vaccine adverse events as it said they would. According to CDC Standard Operating Procedures document, and it links over to that at cdc.gov, which will show on the screen, dated January 29th, 2021. The agency claimed it would, perform routine vaccine adverse event reporting system, or VAERS, surveillance to identify potential new safety concerns for COVID-19 vaccines, end quote. Specifically, the surveillance would include, quote, generating tables summarizing automated data from fields on the VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, form to persons who received COVID-19 vaccines. For example, age of vaccinee, COVID-19 vaccine type, adverse event, end quote. CDC reportedly failed to provide these tables and other surveillance data in response to a Freedom of Information Act request after failing to produce any such information. CDC claimed that, quote, no information was withheld from the Freedom of Information Act release, end quote. Senator Ron Johnson, letter to CDC director, says, quote, this raises questions about whether CDC ever collected the information on vaccine safety it originally claimed it would in the January 2021 SOP, Standard Operating Procedure. And here's that article I'm showing on the screen from Senator Ron Johnson to CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, dated June 23rd, 2022. I'll read that here right now. He writes, Dear Director Walensky, I write regarding the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tracking of COVID-19 vaccine adverse events. According to a recent article, the CDC failed to provide records responsive to a Freedom of Information Act request relating to the CDC's Standard Operating Procedures document dated January 29, 2021. This SOP identified how CDC and Food and Drug Administration would, quote, perform routine vaccine adverse event reporting system, or VAERS, surveillance to identify potential new safety concerns for COVID-19 vaccines. Specifically, the surveillance would include generating tables summarizing automated data from fields on the VAERS form for persons who received COVID-19 vaccines. For example, age of vaccinee, COVID-19 vaccine type, adverse event, end quote. The Freedom of Information Act request asked CDC to provide these tables, but the agency failed to do so. For example, CDC failed to produce all of the VAERS weekly tables listed in the January 29, 2021 Standard Operating Procedure. According to the SOP, these VAERS tables would consist of at least 8 different tables, including, quote, all reports of adverse events following COVID-19 vaccines by severity and selected manufacturer slash brand name, end quote, and the, quote, top 25 most frequently reported adverse events, end quote. CDC claimed that these tables would be assembled, quote unquote, weekly and, quote, available every Monday, end quote. In response to the May 9th, 2022 Freedom of Information Act request, the CDC did not provide all of the requested tables and information. CDC claimed, however, that, quote, no information was withheld from the release, end quote. This raises questions about whether CDC ever collected the information on vaccine safety it originally claimed that it would in the January 2021 SOP. In addition to CDC's failure to produce the complete set of the VAERS weekly tables, CDC failed to provide other data reports and assessments detailed in the SOP. For example, the SOP stated that, quote, CDC will perform proportional reporting ratio, or PRR, analysis to identify adverse events that are disproportionately reported relative to other adverse events, end quote. The SOP also noted that, quote, CDC will perform PRR, proportional reporting ratio, data mining on a weekly basis or as needed, end quote. However, in response to the May 9th, 2022 Freedom of Information Act request for these records, CDC stated, quote, no PRRs were conducted, end quote. Public health agencies' ability to track and warn the public of potential adverse events connected to the COVID-19 vaccines is dependent on those agencies performing routine and thorough data analyses. As discussed during the October 22, 2020 teleconference on vaccine surveillance systems, a CDC official noted that CDC and FDA plan to use VAERS to conduct mining data, quote, data mining, dot, 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 every 1 to 2 weeks, end quote. That official praised vaccine adverse event reporting system, stating that it can, quote, rapidly detect safety signals and can detect rare adverse events, end quote. Indeed, as of June 10th, 2022, vaccine adverse event reporting system reported 28,859 deaths worldwide following COVID-19 vaccination, with 7,890, or 27% of those deaths, occurring on day 0, 1, or 2 following COVID-19 vaccination. Given the effectiveness of vaccine adverse event reporting system to, quote, detect safety signals, end quote, it is unclear why CDC did not generate all the tables using the vaccine event reporting system and other surveillance data on COVID-19 vaccine adverse events, even though it initially indicated that it would perform such analyses in order to better understand the vaccine event that vaccine adverse event reporting system data. CDC has produced in its apparent decision not to compile certain data detailed in the January 29th, 2021 SOP. Please provide the following information. 1. All documents requested in the May 9th, 2022 Freedom of Information Act request. Number 22-01479-FOIA, which included the following based on the January 29th, 2021 SOP. A. Copies of all VAERS weekly tables described in Section 2.2.2 from February 1st. 2021 through September 30th, 2021, inclusive. These are described in the SOP document as, quote, data tables demonstrating frequency, reporting ratios, and general characteristics will be generated automatically using predefined variables populated by VAERS data, end quote. B, copies of all tables, analyses, and reports generated in connection with a signal, quote, signal detection analysis, end quote, described under sections 2.3 of the SOP document, including PRRs described in 2.3.1, Bayesian data mining described in 2.3.2, crude reporting ratios described in 2.3.3 from February 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2021, inclusive. C, all tables, analyses, and reports generated in connection with the signal assessment described in 2.5 of the SOP document from February 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2021 inclusive. 2, lastly, if CDC did not collect any of the above information, please explain why in detail who made the decision to not follow the standard operating procedure and when that decision was made. Please provide this information as soon as possible, but no later than July 7, 2022. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Sincerely, Senator Ron Johnson. And apparently the CDC isn't paying attention to the vaccine event reporting system. We'll be right back.
Can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own.
Welcome back to Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you. The final half hour this July 10th, 2022. And you can reach us 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So I wanted to just summarize that the CDC, as you may have heard in the past, Senator Ron Johnson is exposing that through Freedom of Information Act requests, and I'll have to see if there's any follow-up by the CDC to answer those requests, if they've paid attention to their own data, done their own analysis according to their own standard operating procedure. I mean, why are they keeping track of this data? You know, it's already a voluntary system. It's not showing it's not showing the right numbers anyway, according to the Harvard Commission report known as the Lazarus Report. Only captures about 1% of the data. And in just the first 3 months, maybe it was 2 months, of COVID shots, all the adverse events, including deaths, exceeded all other shots in the 30-year history of the database, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. So why don't we make it a mandatory reporting system and you can get the real numbers? And ask this question of those who tell us that, oh, you can't trust the VAERS system. Well, doesn't it show a lack of concern that that's the only thing that we've got, and yet you don't want to know the numbers? You don't want to know the true numbers? You're not curious in having, you know, as they do in other countries, getting the real numbers so we can see, like in UK, Scotland, Israel, the true devastation that's going on? And they just say, no, you can't trust those, and stick your head in the sand again, and let's talk about reforming the record keeping, and you know, even what they do keep, the records that they do keep, Senator Ron Johnson is showing that they're ignoring, just not following any analysis, any of their analysis, their standard operating procedure. Let's get on to the next article here. At the Epoch Times, few young children are getting COVID-19 vaccines data. So that's positive news. It's not as bad as we had thought. This article dated yesterday, July 9th, 2022, by Zachary Stieber and Marina Zhang. Uptake of COVID-19 vaccines has been low so far in young children, with a small fraction of those newly eligible for a vaccine receiving one, according to new data. In a pair of moves in June, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, might call them the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Promotion, made the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines available to children from 6 months to 5 years of age and recommended virtually every child in the age group get vaccinated. But parents have been hesitant to get their child a vaccine, according to the newly released data. Just 1.3% of eligible children under 5 have received one or two doses of a vaccine, data from the CDC show. And I'll show that up on screen in just a moment. Folks, the COVID data tracker at the CDC website. The page is loading. It might take a moment. But I'll see if that loads and come back to it. Yeah, it looks like it's gone. I'll skip that part. Okay, so continuing the article from the Epoch Times. In many states, meanwhile, the percentage of young children getting a shot is under 1%, according to an Epoch Times analysis. Taken together, the statistics underline the difficulty health authorities will have in getting babies and toddlers vaccinated with shots that have proven much worse than originally promoted. And according to this data tracker, 1.32% have received at least one vaccine dose. Contested authorization recommendation. The FDA and CDC's independent expert panels unanimously recommended the agencies authorize the advice parents to the agencies authorize and advise parents to get their children vaccinated despite less than ideal clinical data, and the agencies accepted the recommendations. And this article, the less than ideal clinical data, links over to an article from a little under a month ago at the Epoch Times. The efficacy estimates for Pfizer's vaccine for young children come under scrutiny, also by Zachary Stieber, June 18th, 2022. Just showing that up on the screen. Continuing the article. Other outside experts, though, have been divided on the moves, particularly in light of the data. While the Moderna and Pfizer trials triggered similar antibody counts as those triggered in the original adult trials, the efficacy against infection was substandard, that's Moderna, and unreliable, that's Pfizer. Moreover, neither trial could prove any ability to protect against severe illness. In addition, approximately 70% of kids under 5 have recovered from COVID-19, giving them strong immunity against severe disease. And that links over to an article also at the Epoch Times from yesterday, July 9th, 2022, also by Zachary Stieber, entitled Natural Immunity 97% Effective Against Severe COVID-19 After 14 Months, says study. Not sure if we'll have the time to get into that. And probably won't have so much other news to cover here. Continuing the article, even if they contract the CCP, China's Communist Party virus, again, they have a strong immunity against severe disease. Also known as SARS-CoV-2, the virus causes COVID-19. And let me check the time here. We're running out of time, seeing if I want to cut this article short. But I think I'm just going to skip past. I don't know where this article goes on a bit here, as I'm showing on the screen. So I'm going to cut that short and move on to the next article concerning children. First, let me check the chat room, see if anyone's commenting on this. Okay. All right. Let me move on to the next article here. In just a moment, let me pull that up. Okay, this is from Children's Health Defense from 5 days ago, July 5th, 2022. Why the rush for toddler vaccines? Asks Wall Street Journal editor, board member Alicia Finley, a member of the Wall Street Journal's editorial board, Monday called into question the motives behind the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's decision to extend emergency use of Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines to infants and toddlers. This article, again, from childrenshealthdefense.org by Susan C. Olmsted, July 5th, 2022. I'll show that up on the screen now. Over at the Facebook Live feed, facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa, where we are streaming live. You can follow along. A Wall Street Journal editorial board member Monday called into question the motives behind the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's decision to extend emergency use authorization of Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines to toddlers and infants as young as 6 months old, writing that the decision was motivated by politics and pressure rather than science. And let me reference that Wall Street Journal article once my cursor moves in the right direction. And by the way, Wall Street Journal articles are beyond a paywall, so if you want to access articles like Wall Street Journal's articles behind a paywall, or the Epoch Times, which are also make you sign up for their emails before you can read the full article, go to an archive site, plug in the link at the link for those articles that you can't read or can't read in full. And take that link and go to an archive site and pull it up where people have archived them. Good people who have subscriptions or who have signed up for their emails, when required to, they go and they archive them at an archive site like archive.ph, archive.p as in Paul, H as in Harry, archive.is as in Sam, archive.md as in medical doctor, or archive.fo as in Frank Oscar. So we'll pull up this Wall Street Journal article entitled Why the Rush for Toddler Vaccines. COVID was clearly a health emergency for adults in 2020. By contrast, the urgency now feels political, by Alicia Finley, July 4th, 2023. I just want to show that up on screen for folks to reference. In her Wall Street Journal opinion piece, Why the Rush for Toddler Vaccines, Alicia Finley wrote, quote, the FDA standard for approving vaccines in otherwise healthy people, especially children, is supposed to be higher than for drugs that treat the sick. But the FDA conspicuously lowered its standards to approve COVID vaccines for toddlers. Why? End quote. Finley started her piece with a quote from President Biden, which praised the FDA's recommendation. Quote, "This is a historic milestone. The United States is now the first country in the world to offer safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months old," end quote. Sure, right, I must add. She responded, writing, quote, "In fact, we don't know if the vaccines are safe and effective," end quote. She continued, quote, "The rushed FDA action was based on extremely weak evidence. It's one thing to show regulatory flexibility during an emergency, but for children, COVID isn't an emergency. The FDA bent its standards to an unusual degree and brushed aside troubling evidence that warrants more investigation," end quote. And I must add that if you do a search, do a web search online of the search term age stratified comorbidities risk COVID, you'll find that the risk is for those who are older. The older you are, the more likely you are to contract or die from or have serious problems from COVID. Greater the comorbidities, same is true. So that search term again is age stratified comorbidities risk COVID. And you'll find that even on the CDC's website, you'll find that they say the same thing. Go to the Cleveland Clinic, riskcalc.org, riskcalc.org, and plug in your numbers, and you'll see that the risk goes up the older you are, and other risk factors you can enter there. So for those who think that there's a risk for children from COVID shots and or from COVID, they need to look at the risk from the COVID shots themselves. I'm so glad this Wall Street Journal article is pointing this out. Continuing this article over at childrenshealthdefense.org. Quote, "Mr. Biden's hypocrisy is hard to stomach," end quote, she wrote, regarding referring to Alyssa Finley's Wall Street Journal article, listing many reasons for caution in vaccinating young children against COVID-19, including children are at low risk of dying from COVID-19. Only 209 kids, according to the CDC data, which is linked to in this article, only 209 kids between 6 months and 4 years old have died from COVID-19. About 0.02% of all virus deaths in the U.S., about half as many toddlers, also links to the CDC.gov website, about half as many toddlers were hospitalized with COVID-19 between October 2020 and September 2021, as were hospitalized with the flu during the previous winter. And I'm going to interject here in this article, that, you know, the younger you are, the fewer ACE2 receptors for coronavirus to attach. Influenza disproportionately affects both the older and the younger. So, when the CDC says on their website, cdc.gov/flu/weekly/overview/overview.htm, it reads, "Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, this system, the CDC's, will suspend data collection for the 2020-21 influenza season." And you plug that link I gave you into archive.org, and that's how it read. Now it reads, "The state," quote, "the state and territorial epidemiologists report a weekly estimate of the geographic spread of the influenza activity in each jurisdiction was suspended for the 2020-21 influenza season due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, which impacted the data systems used to generate the estimates. After discussion with public health partners during the summer of 2021, the decision was made to permanently retire this surveillance component, due in part to the fact that the system's use to determine the level of spread remains significantly altered Additionally, it was determined that a measure of geographic spread was not necessary anymore, given the advances of other influenza system components in recent years. Data from previous seasons will remain available on the FluView Interactive. And so from, and that's a quote for what I was just reading. I'm showing up on the screen here at CDC's website. The page is entitled U.S. Influenza Surveillance Purpose and Methods. Again, that's cdc.gov/flu/weekly/overview.htm. So that shows how much the CDC really cares about the young, the elderly, and the frail where it comes to influenza. And we'll pick up this article from Children's Health Defense when we get back here on Liberation Station Radio. So stay tuned. And I never took charge of the Life Brigade. I got no castle
to defend or attack. But still I see... My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in... trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the last waning minutes of Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner here with you, and I'm going to try to breeze through this article and mention a couple others if we have the time here. Drink some of my coffee here. you know, picking up where I left off briefly, the two children in Pfizer's trial who got the sickest with COVID-19 also tested positive for other viruses. It's possible that many hospitalizations attributed to COVID-19 this winter were instigated or exacerbated by other issues. The FDA authorized vaccines for toddlers based on a comparison of the antibodies they generated to the original Wuhan variant with those in young adults who had received two doses. But two doses offer little, if any, protection against Omicron infection in adults, and even protection against hospitalization is only around 40 to 60%. And that's according to the FDA's website they linked to, which I doubt. Vaccinated toddlers in Pfizer's trial were more likely to get severely ill with COVID-19 than those who received a placebo. Most children who developed multiple infections during the trial were vaccinated. Quote, FDA granted the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for toddlers an emergency use authorization, allowing the agency to expedite access for products that, quote, prevent serious or life-threatening diseases or conditions, end quote, wrote Finley. That's the Wall Street Journal article Alessio Finley referring to. Quote, while adult COVID vaccines clearly met the standard in late 2020, the toddler vaccines don't. As to, end quote, as to why the FDA rushed and bent its standards, Finley suggested, quote, perhaps the FDA felt pressure from the White House as well as anxious parents, end quote. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Ashish Jha repeatedly told parents that he expected vaccines for toddlers would be available in June, she wrote, end quote. And that's the end of that article at childrenshealthdefense.org, Why the Rush for Toddler Vaccines, asks Wall Street Journal editorial board member, by Susan C. Olmsted, July 5th, 2022. Other good news, Uruguay, also at childrenshealthdefense.org, Uruguay halts COVID-19 vaccine for kids under 13. Judge demands government officials turn over Pfizer contracts. Uruguay suspended COVID-19 vaccines for children under 13 after a judge on Thursday, and this article was just written 2 days ago, so it's this past Thursday, issued an injunction halting vaccinations in that age group until government officials turn over its contracts with Pfizer, by Megan Radshaw. Lastly, over at Children's Health Defense, 3 days ago, July 7th, 2022, article also by Megan Radshaw, Paul Offit, the prophet of vaccines in the past, he's said some pretty terrible things in the past. They're pro-vaccine, and this article is entitled "It Felt Paul Offit." It felt it quote felt like the fix was in, end quote, before FDA panel voted to reformulate COVID booster shots. In an interview with ZDog MD, vaccine expert Dr. Paul Offit said the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's advisory panel's recent meeting on whether to modify COVID-19 boosters was unusual, and he felt the panel was led to vote yes to reformulate boosters without critical data. And that's good news that you have someone, a vaccine developer like witch Dr. Paul Offit, saying such a thing. You know, back I remember I played a clip from that he was participating in a panel discussion in 2016. The National Meningitis Association hosted a panel discussion titled Achieving Childhood Vaccine Success in the U.S. Before 2016, quote, Give Kids a Shot, end quote, gala on May 9th, 2016. And in that, he talks about, it was basically a pep rally for vaccine danger deception, which was taken off of the state aid unavailable.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.